이라에서.
today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding a Mem Hei Amud Beis, 14 lines up from the bottom, by the two dots, Kemaseu Bichol. So the Mishnah spoke about the process of the Arav on Hashana Rabba, and then the Mishnah mentioned the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Mem Breika, who said that instead of bringing a Rava to the Beis HaMikdash, that what they actually brought to the Beis HaMikdash was Scharia Sheldekel, was palm branches. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika, where does he get it from that it was Scharia Sheldekel that they brought to the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Gemara, Dechsiv, the Gemara is going to bring two different Makaris. Says the Gemara, Makar number one, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kapois, when it describes the Lulav, it describes the Lulav as a Kapois Tamarim. So it's read, Belashain Rabim, Kapois, so we darshan from there, Shnayim, that there are two times that we take palm branches. Achas le Lulav, Achas le Mizbeach. One time for the mitzvah of Lulav, one of the Dal Minim is the Lulav, is a palm branch, Vachas le Mizbeach. And then the palm branch is also taken, the Mizbeach, for the mitzvah of going around the Mizbeach. That's also, we take Charia Sheldekel. That's the Makar for Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika, and they say that we take an Arava, so what do they do with this, that the Torah says, Kapos Blush and Rabbin? Amri, they say, Kapas Ksiv, that no, we should go Basar the way it's written, Chasar, without a Vav, Kapas Blush and Yochid, and therefore you're not supposed to darshan that we take a palm branch two times over Sukkot. We just take it one time for the Lulav, but we don't take it Lemizbeach. Reb Levi, says a different makar for Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika that we take Charya Sheldekel is that he got in Misvara, because we know that Kitamar, that Klal Yisrael is compared to a tamar, is compared to a palm tree. Matamar ze ein lei elo lev echad, af Yisrael ein lehem elo lev echad, laviyem shabash shemayim. Just like a tamar only has one lev, so there's one central stem, so too Klal Yisrael, we only have one heart, and that is laviyem shabash shemayim, it's to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's to our Father in heaven. And therefore, because it's a Simen Yafeh, so Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika held that it's Mistaver, that it's the palm branch that's brought to the Beis HaMikdash and not an Arava. So there's no need to say what the Rabbanan held. They didn't hold in this Svara. They don't need to come up with a good Taina back. That's just the Svara that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika had, that it makes sense that it was a Charya Sheldekel that was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Vayter now. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to bring three different shitas now with regards to the bracha of the sukkah and the lulav. So everyone's going to hold for sure on the first day of sukkahs, when the person sits in the sukkah for the first time, he makes a bracha on the sukkah. And the first day of sukkahs, when the person takes the dal minim for the first time, he makes a bracha. The shaila is, how does it work with on the subsequent days of sukkahs? Do we continue to make a bracha on the sukkah? Do we continue to make a bracha on the lulav? So says the Gemara, a three-way machlekes. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The shita of Shmuel is that lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. Lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days of sukkahs, every single day you make a new bracha when you take the dalad minim. Whereas on the sukkah, you just make a bracha on the first day. On the first day, the first time you sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha. After that, you no longer make a bracha on the sukkah. My taima. So why does Shmuel hold like this? Why does he hold to this difference that sukkah is all 7, that lulav is all 7, and sukkah is only on the first day? So says the Gemara, because lulav the mifsake leleis miyamim. When it comes to lulav, where the mitzvah stops, the mitzvah is only by day, like we had earlier in the Gemara. We don't have a mitzvah to take the lulav at night. The mitzvah of lulav is only by day. So since you have a time period where now the mitzvah stops, you go through a night, the mitzvah stopped. Now you come to the day, it's like a new mitzvah. So lulav the mifsake leleis miyamim kol yaima mitzvah ba'pei nafshehu. So every single day is viewed as being a completely separate mitzvah. Its own mitzvah, memeli, you make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot. However, sukkah, deloy mifsake leilis miyamim, sukkah, it's one of the ikar functions of the sukkah, is to sleep in the sukkah. Nighttime is completely chayiv in sukkah. There's never a time where you become pater, so kulhu shiva kechad yayima aricha damu. So the way we view the 7 days of Sukkot is like one long day that you only make one bracha in the beginning, and then that works for the entire duration of Sukkot. So that's the sheet of Shmuel, that lulav you make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot, whereas the mitzvah of Sukkot, you only make a bracha on the first day. The Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, whereas Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Sukkah Shiva Velulav Yom Echad. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Sukkah you make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot, whereas the Lulav you only make a bracha on the first day, and then that carries you through for the whole Sukkot. My Taima, why does he hold like that? So says the Gemara, because Sukkah de'araisa, Shiva, Lulav de'rabbanon, Sagile b'chad yayma. Sukkah, where there's a mitzvah de'araisa all 7 days of Sukkot, so you make a bracha all 7 days, whereas Lulav, there's only a mitzvah de'araisa on the first day. On all the subsequent days of Sukkot, there's only a mitzvah de'rabbanon, so Rabbi Bar Bar Chana holds with Asar B'yichnan that we don't make brachas on mitzvahs that are only mid'rabbanon. So therefore, you don't make a bracha on the subsequent days of Sukkot, you only make a bracha on the first day, which is the araisa. All the other days, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah derabanan. So you only make a new bracha on Sukkah, since Sukkah is the araisa. So that's so far now a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana b'das Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said lulav is all seven, Sukkah is only one day. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the opposite, that Sukkah is all seven and lulav is yom echad. Ki asa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have a machlokes b'das Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravin said b'das Rabbi Yochanan that echad zeh ve'echad zeh shiva. That both when it comes to lulav and when it comes to sukkah, you make brachos on derabanan, and therefore in both of them you make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkot. And Amar Rabbi Yosef commented, and he said that nekait the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana biyadcha, that you should take the shita of Ravin bedas Rabbi of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana bedas Rabbi Yochanan lahalacha. Nekait the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana biyadcha. Why? The kulu amarai kaimi kevase besukkah. He was saying that when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, you should go like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana bedas Rabbi Yochanan. It's not lafuke Ravin, but you should go like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who holds that when it comes to sukkah, you make a bracha all 7 days, because all the Amorayim hold like that. Meaning that all the Amorayim bedas Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi explains. That all the Amorayim bedas Rabbi Yochanan hold like that. Everybody agrees that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, so you're supposed to make a bracha all 7 days. And Rashi explains that even though Shmuel argues, Shmuel holds when it comes to the Sukkah, you only make a bracha on the first day, but that we have a klal that Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Halachah Rabbi Yochanan. So since the Halachah is always going to be like Rabbi Yochanan, and everybody agrees with Asher Rabbi Yochanan that you're supposed to make a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days, so memela, that's the halacha that you make a bracha on the sukkah all 7 days of Sukkot, which is taka like we do today. When any time a person goes into the sukkah during all 7 days of Sukkot, he makes a new bracha. We also hold by lulav that every day we make a bracha, like Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, that we'll see more about in the Hemshech. So says the Gemara now, Meisvei. Frak the Gemara now Akasha. We're going to bring a Braisa that seems to say exactly like Shmuel. Not like Ravin, not like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. The Braisa says like this. Ha'aisa lulav. A person, Erev Yontif, he puts together his lulav. He's ma'agid, all the different minim together, the hadasim, the aravis, and the lulav. So when he, ha'aisa lulav la'atzmai, when he's making his own personal lulav, so Aymer, he makes a bracha, baruch shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. He makes the bracha of shechiyanu. Not like Latzeisbay, on the first day of Sukkot, when he takes it to fulfill the mitzvah. So Aymer, he makes the following bracha. Baruch Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. He makes the bracha of al netilas lulav. Va'af al pi shebirich ala v'yayim rishayin. Now, even though he made a bracha on the first day of Sukkot, chayzim mevarich kol shivas, kol shiva. He makes a bracha, a new bracha all 7 days, during all the 7 days of Sukkot. And similarly, says the Braisa, ha'isa sukkah la'atzmai, one who constructs a sukkah for himself. So Aymer, he makes the bracha shechiyanu. He says, baruch shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'chulu. Nichnas le'shevba, when he goes into the sukkah to sit in it on during Sukkot. So Aymer, he makes the bracha, ashir k'dishanu v'mitzayse v'tzivanu, li'shev or le'shev, svardim, ashkenazim, different ways of pronouncing it, but he makes the bracha of le'shevba sukkah. V'keivan shebirech yoyim rishon. Now once he makes the bracha on the first day of Sukkot, so says the Braisa, shuveinay mevarech, he doesn't make a bracha at all during the rest of Sukkot. You make a bracha on the beginning of Sukkot, the first time you go in, and then that's it, that covers you for the entire Sukkot. So the Braisa in short is saying that lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days. In Sukkot, you only make a bracha on the first day. So that's like the first shita that we brought before, that's like Shmuel, so it's like going to be a kasha now on Rabbi Yochanan, a kasha on Rabbi Bar Barchana's version of Rabbi Yochanan, and a kasha on Ravin's version of Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, Bishlam alulav alulav loy kasha. So now it's understandable that lulav on lulav is not a kasha, meaning the fact that the Braisa says that lulav you make a bracha all 7 days, and Rabbi Bar Barchana said you only make a bracha on the first day. So that's not shver, because kan bizman shabesa mikdash kayim, kan bizman shabesa mikdash kayim. Rabbi Bar Barchana will tell you that his whole reasoning is just that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's derabanan. So therefore, nowadays we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of lulav, except for on the first day. The first day is Daraisa, you make a bracha. During all the rest of the days of Sukkot, you don't make a bracha. He'll tell you that the Braisa, which says you make a bracha all 7 days, that's talking about Bizman HaMikdash, when every single day is Daraisa, meaning in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, where there's a mitzvah Daraisa all 7 days, so that's when you make a bracha all 7 days, and that's why it's not a kasha from the Braisa, because that and the Braisa is discussing a case where all 7 days are Daraisa. And he was talking about, Rabbi Bar Chana was talking about nowadays, outside the Mikdash, where there's only a mitzvah Daraisa on the first day. El Asukkah, Asukkah kasha, but we're going to have Shver now, this stira with regards to Sukkah. The Braisa says you only make a bracha on the first day, and everybody held B'das Rabbi Yochanan. Both Rabbi Bar Chana and Ravin held that Sukkah you make a bracha all 7 days. How are we going to get out of that kasha from the Braisa? So says the Gemara Tanahi, Ein Chanami, this Braisa is not like Rabbi Yochanan, but we find that really it's a Machlekas Tanayim when you have this type of setup, like the mitzvah of Sukkah, where it's a continuous mitzvah, but it goes on all 7 days, so do you make a bracha each time you go in, or do you only make a bracha one time in the beginning, and then that covers you for all the days? So says the Gemara, we find by a different area of Halacha, a similar Machlekas. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, with regards to Tefillin. Now Tefillin is a similar type of setup, that the whole day is a mitzvah, and you take it off, your Tefillin, and you put it back on, do you make a new bracha, or do you not make a new bracha? So we learned in the Braisa that when it comes to Tefillin, calls man shemanich and mevarech aleihen, every Rebbe holds that every time you take it off and you put it back on, you make a new bracha. The Chachamim say that no, you only make one bracha in the beginning of the day, and then that's it. So Rebbe is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rebbe says that every time you go in, you make a new bracha. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, who says by Sukkah that every day you make a new bracha. Every time you go back in, you make a new bracha. And Shmuel and the Braisa that we had on the top of the Amun, which says that you only make a bracha on the first day, so that's like the Chachamim by Tefillin, who say that you only make a bracha in the beginning of the day when you put on your Tefillin, and then that covers you for the whole day, even if you take it off. So you can't ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa that we brought on the top of the Amud. The Braisa that we brought on the top is going like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi, and therefore there's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa. Itmar says the Gemara was stated, Abayi Amar, Hilchasa Karebi. Abayi said that the halacha is like Rebbe, that you make a bracha every time you put on your tefillin. V'Rava Amar, Hilchasa Karabanan. Whereas Rava said that no, you only make one bracha in the beginning of the day like the Rabbanan, and then that covers you for the whole day. Amar Rav Mari Bra de Bashmuel, Rav Mari, who was the daughter of Shmuel, said that Chazina Leila Rava, I once saw Rava, Delay Ovid Kishmaitse, and he did not do like he said. He said to go like the Rabbanan and only make one bracha in the beginning of the day, and then if you take it off and put it back on, you do not make a new bracha. But I saw him that he didn't do like that. He made a new bracha. Every time he put on tefillin that day, he took it off, he put it back on, he made a new bracha. Like the Gemara speaks out, Elamakdim v'koy, in the morning he got up early, v'ayel lebeis akise, he went to the bathroom, v'nafik, he went out, u'mashayyadi, he washed his hands, u'manach tefillin, he put on his tefillin, u'mavarich, and he made a bracha. Of course, that was the first time he put on the tefillin during that day. However, says the Gemara, V'chi itzrich zimna achrina, when he needed to go to the bathroom another time, so ayol lebeis akisei, he would go to the bathroom, v'nafik and come out, u'masha yadei, and wash his hands, u'manach tefillin, u'mevarich, and he would make another bracha on the tefillin. So you see that even though he said that the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that you only make a bracha one time, l'maisa, he himself, he did like Rebbe, and every time he put on his tefillin, he would make a new bracha. V'anan nami k'rebi avdinan, and that's the minog, that we go like Rebbe, u'mevarich, and call Shiva, and when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, we make a bracha every single time we go back into the sukkah. Anytime there's a hefsek and you go back in, so you make a new bracha on the sukkah. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra said over, Chazina Leila Rav Papi, to call Amas the Manach Tfilin, I saw Rav Papi that every time you put on his tfilin, meaning if you took it off to go to the bathroom, let's say, and put it back on, so Mivarich he would make a new bracha. Rabban and the Beir of Ashi call Amas the Mashmeshe Behu Mivarchi. Rabban and the Beir, the Rabban and the Yeshiva of Rabashi, they did something very Mechodesh. Every time they were even Mashmeshe, every time they touched their tfilin, like we had in Yuma, that there's a mitzvah to be mamashmish with tefillin b'chol shas, a person shouldn't have hesach hadas from his tefillin. Every time they would touch their tefillin, mevarchi, they would make a bracha. Now Tosis goes through the exact nusach of what bracha they would make, but every time they would be mamashmish with their tefillin, they would make a bracha. Amrav Yudam Reshmuel. Mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. There's a mitzvah of lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Now, of course, there's a mitzvah of lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. We don't need Shmuel to teach us that. We have a Mishnah that tells us that already. What Shmuel means to be saying is that there's a mitzvah all 7 days, and you make a bracha all 7 days. Meaning, even though on days 2 to 7, it's only midrabanan, we make a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan, we make a bracha all 7 days, which is the same Shmuel that we had on Memhei Amebeis. That Shmuel Shita is that you make a bracha on lulav kol shiva. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Yom Rishon mitzvah sulav, mikam ve'elich mitzvah zekeinim. That no, only on the first day there's mitzvah sulav, meaning the first day you make a bracha. From then and onwards though, it's only a mitzvah zekeinim, it's a mitzvah midrabanan, and therefore you do not make a bracha. Rav Yitzchak Amar Kol Yom Mitzvah Zekeinim. Rav Yitzchak says that every single day of Sukkot, lulav is only a mitzvah derabanan. There is no mitzvah derais of lulav. Frakta Gemara Vafilu Yom Rishon. Even the first day of Sukkot, it's only midrabanan. Vakaimlan the Yom Rishon deraisa. But we know that the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah deraisa to take the dalad minim. So rather says the Gemara Eima Bar Mi Yom Rishon, with the exception of the first day. Ena Chanami, the first day is deraisa and you make a bracha. What Rav Yitzchak was saying is that the subsequent days of Sukkot is midrabanan, and you don't say a bracha. Ofrek the Gemara, yihachi, hainyud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So then that's the exact same thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said that the first day is mitzvah lulav and you make a bracha, and he said, mikan ve'elach, it's mitzvah zekeinim. So it comes that Rabbi Yitzchak is saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So says the Gemara, enachanami. Ema v'chein amar Rav Yitzchak. The girsa that we should have is not that Rav Yitzchak amar, as if Rav Yitzchak is arguing, rather v'chein amar Rav Yitzchak, that after the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as saying that you only make a bracha on the first day and not afterwards because it's only midrabanan, you should have v'chein amar Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Yitzchak also said that it's only the first day that's daraisa and therefore you make a bracha, afterwards it's derabanan and you do not make a bracha. Says the Gemara now, Va'af Rav Savar Kol Shiva Mitzvah Sulav. That also Rav held like Shmuel, even though typically, often I should say, Rav and Shmuel argue with each other. Here Shmuel said you make a bracha all 7 days. Even Rav held like that. Rav did not argue with Shmuel when it came to this halacha, and Rav held that you make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. And how do we know that Rav's held like this? That you can make a bracha even on a mitzvah derabanan? It's not from something that Rav said with regards to the mitzvah of lulav, it's just from the general principle that we know that Rav holds you can make a bracha on the mitzvah derabanan. The Amrav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, he said in the name of Rav that Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, one who lights Ner Chanukah, which is only a mitzvah derabanan. So said Rav, Tzarech Levarich, you have to make a bracha. So you see from here, even though Ner Chanukah is only midrabanan, Rav held that you make a bracha. So too, when it comes to lulav, Rav would say that you make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. Rav Yirmi Amar, now on the topic of Ner Chanukah, so says the Gemara, B'shem Rav Yirmiyah, that Rav Yirmiyah said, Haraya Ner Shel Chanukah, one who sees Ner Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech, he makes a bracha when he just sees Ner Chanukah. Ma'ay Mevarech, meaning what does it mean to make a bracha? How many brachas does he make? Rav Yehuda, so on the Yom Rishon, on the first day of Chanukah, Hamadlik, one who lights the Ner Chanukah himself, Mevarech Shalish, he ends up making three brachas. He makes the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, he makes the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, and he makes a Shechianu. And on the first day, Haraya Mevarech Shtayim. One who sees Ner Chanukah, he makes two brachas. He does not make the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, because he's not lighting the Ner Chanukah. He just makes the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and the bracha of Shechianu. That's when it comes to the first day of Chanukah. Mikan Ve'elech, during all the rest of the days of Chanukah, where there's no longer a bracha of Shechianu, so Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, Veraya Mevarech Achas. One who lights himself, so he makes two brachas, Lahadik Ner and Sha'asa Nisim. One who sees the Ner Chanukah, he just makes the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, he does not make the bracha of Lahadik Ner. Now, Umay Mevarech, what is this bracha that one makes when he lights the Ner Chanukah? So says the Gemara, he makes a bracha, Baruch, Asher Kedishanu B'Mesayis HaVitzivanu, Lahadik Ner, Shal Chanukah, or without the Shal, different Gersais, different Neschais, some people make Lahadik Ner, Shal Chanukah, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, comes from the different Gersais in this Gemara, but that's the bracha that one makes when he lights the Ner Chanukah. Now says the Gemara, Veheichon Tzivanu, where did Hashem command us in the midst of Ner Chanukah? How could we say, make a bracha to Hashem, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav, Vitzivanu, and tell Hashem that you sanctify us with their mitzvahs, Vitzivanu, and you commanded us, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, to light the Ner Chanukah, Veheichon Tzivanu, where did the Kadosh Baruch Hu command us to light Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is only Midrabanan. So says the Gemara, Miloy Sasar. It's from the mitzvah of Loy Sasar where Hashem tells us that we have to listen to the Rabbanan. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, a similar pasuk, the pasuk says, Sha'ala Vicha V'yagedcha, that you're supposed to listen to your parents, listen to the Zakenim, so that's where we get it from, that you have to listen to the Rabbanan, so that's where we find that the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to light the Ner Chanukah, because He told us to listen to the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan told us to light Ner Chanukah. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Masnila Behedya. So until now, the reason why we mentioned Ner Chanukah is because we wanted to say that Rav holds, that Lefi Rav, you make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. How did we prove that? Meaning even on days 2 to 7, which are only Midrabanan, you make a bracha. So now how did we prove that Rav holds that you can make a bracha on the mitzvah Midrabanan? We proved it from Ner Chanukah, that Ner Chanukah is only Midrabanan, and Rav says you make a bracha. So it was like, it was from Ner Chanukah that we proved to Sukkah. Says the Gemara now that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masen La Behedya. He taught it that it was straight out that Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav, that you make a bracha all 7 days on the lulav. Not that we learned it out from Ner Chanukah that Rav would say it also about lulav. Rather, Rav spoke directly about lulav and he said that you make a bracha all 7 days. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Ha'aisa Sukkah La'atzmai, when a person makes a sukkah for himself, so Aymer Baruch Shechianu Uchulu, he said like we had before, he makes a Shechianu, Nichnas Leishevba, when he goes in to sit in it, so Aymer Baruch Shekdishanu, and he said makes the bracha of Leishevba Sukkah, Ha'aisa Asuya Va'imedas, so now says the Gemara, this is what we're bringing the Braisa for, let's say the sukkah is already made. Let's say someone else, let's say, maybe made the sukkah for him. So now when is he going to make the Shechianu? The Brais until now said that when you make the sukkah, you make a Shechianu. When you sit in it, you make the bracha of Leishev. Let's say the sukkah was already made. So says the Braisa, Im yachol l'chadish badavar, if you could add something to the sukkah, so do that, and then mevarech, and then make the Shechianu. Im lav, if you can't add anything to it, so then l'chshikanes l'shevba, so then when you go into the sukkah to sit in it, on the first night of sukkahs, mevarech shtayim, you'll make two brachas, the bracha of l'shev and the bracha of Shechianu. Amar Rav Ashi said over, and this is our minog, that Chazina Leil Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, de ka'amr lehu lekulu akasa de kiddusha. That no matter what, he always just made both brachas on the cup of Kiddush. That when he made Kiddush the first night of Sukkot, so that's when he made the Leishev Basukkah, and that's when he made the Shechianu, and that's what we do, that even the person who builds his Sukkah before Sukkot, he builds his own Sukkah, L'maisa, we save the Shechianu until a person makes Kiddush on Leil Sukkot.